High in the Andes near Cusco lies Machu Picchu.
It's an outlet for their repressed sexual desires.
Today it's a tractor.
Lathe the machine.
One handy tool.
Have you given it to your wife yet? I hope she's enjoying it.
Permanent. Cat. Exit. Fly. Powder. Horn.
Just for fun.
Hope you don't mind a bit of criticism, Fred, but that one was a little wide.
Yeah. Known to play off-key.
Yes, I do.
You can't possibly tie a slipknot in a chocolate mousse.
Haven't they got tails?
It's a dessert. It's not an animal.
In any event, we're beginning to know the admirable octopus.
We have one in the living room.
When you think of refreshment, think of
the dining room, the bedroom, the bathroom, in our cars, in our hands, and up our sleeves.
Our muscles can do only one thing.
Machu Picchu.
I do not understand what the words mean when I read them, but I can guess which words are important and which words are not.
Oh, Lord, it's not a woman. It's not a woman.
It is an antelope, gentlemen.
Oh, it's another space turkey.
You name it, you'll see it at Tesson Parade.
The figures seem grotesque, but they were symbols of deep meaning to those who carved them.
The police department can't be held responsible for this. If you want to believe the doctor here, I'm sorry, sir, but frankly, I honestly don't. But if you want to believe him, there's only one way to handle this.
Remove your clothes and tell us who you are.
I'm Bob, the no-shape blob.
What do you think about me?
Meow, 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 neighbor X. Meow like you, meow, meow, much.
And I think you're a handsome blue-feathered owl.
Man, you look like you flew in from a feather factory.
Oh, no, it's another space turkey.
But halfway through my third bowl of raspberry jowl.
Can you stop thinking of your stomach for just a moment? We're here to rescue Edgar.
Oh, please, can you help me?
No.
That's not it.
No.
That answers the question.
Got a guess.
No,
it's not in North America.
It answers the question.
Today I get to throw out the questions instead of having to receive them.
Well, what is polymathic?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, it's Mike Nichols.
Long distance.
Hello, operator. This is Dr. Sidney Schaefer. I'd like to speak to the President of the United States, the White House, Washington, D.C. No, I don't know the area code.
36.
39.
That's what it says, and it must be right. It's underlined in red.
Mr. President, money is reportedly coming in slowly for your campaign.
It seems like such a long time to wait for it to come. But when it finally does come...
Excuse the rough manners of my seamen.
What else do you know?
A president should help ducks, save eagles, keep bees safe...
Lathe the machine.
Help a lost puppy and tell people where to go.
Machu Picchu.
Lay it on top of the machine.
It's ever so much neater, you know. One stroke and...
No!
You still love him, don't you?
Not me, kind sir. I'm a pig, not a mouse. I want something stronger to last me much longer.
A president may sense a lasting peace.
He likes honey better than almost anything else. She has strong, large back legs and can jump farther than you can. Yes, much farther. She has a long, thick tail.
And it's shaped like a brush for easy blow-dry styling at home.
This will ensure proper conditions for beginning playing.
Monkeys always seem to be having a very good time.
Now, this would not hold true in the hardcore world, nor in Israel.
But I think it's lovely of you to say it.
What kind of a saying is this?
Nutty.
There's this nut eating jello. Looks funny to me.
And I thought that all pecans came from Georgia. Well.
But Southerners themselves well knew the central importance of corn in their economy. Socks made completely from corn. We eat beef. Cattle eat corn.
See? Is that some corn shining in the road up ahead?
Hey, if it's corn, I could use a bit.
Corn doesn't do my empty stomach any good.
But King Howard could not for the life of him decide which to put on these two lousy slices of royal bread.
That's
So the king decided to summon his royal wise person. The first wise person said,
Machu Picchu.
You don't want to use that on your royal sandwich. It's too wiggly and sweet. And if it gets on your clothes, you'll never get the stain out.
Second wise person said,
use Pam instead of oil. Save money, calories, and time.
You don't want to use that stuff on your royal sandwich. It's too brown and gooky, and it sticks to the roof of your mouth. Have this instead.
Nail polish remover.
But will he like what it does for his hair?
Yes! One truly needs smoked glasses to look at it.
Never mind. Get to sleep before I rock you to sleep.
With a real rock?
Yes!
Nice, Papa.
I say, Conway, are you asleep?
Hmm? Anything wrong?
I think our pilot's off his course.
Nonsense.
Well, look down there. Nothing but mountains as far as you can see.
Machu Picchu.
I don't recognize this part of the world at all.
Yes, I should say you were right, Manninson. The man's lost his way.
Whoosh! Suddenly, the peanut isn't there anymore. It has been picked up like dust by a vacuum cleaner.
Ours was the first society openly to define itself in terms of both nuclear weapons and the American family.
Oh, let me put it this way. That was a job to be done.
We made ourselves extra dirty on purpose. Yeah.
And they still are.
Well, I guess I'll return to my body and think this thing out.
It's time for sound off.
That completes the tape.
Bring the coffee, please.
Why don't we bundle everything up and I'll take it to the laundromat?
Well, John, you think this does it for number 7?
Yeah, Chris, guess this does it.
Well, let's can it.
Klaxon. Perfume.
I want to thank the American dream for the rich, for humility, and for our nation. You have given me moral duties, our moral sense.